WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant from good evening, everybody, from Kaleida High School in Kaleida, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Neil Spencer. You're going to be hearing the Fort Recovery and St. Henry volleyball match on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. District semifinal action going on here this evening. It was Coldwater and OG in the first matchup tonight, Coldwater and Ottawa Glandorf. We'll tell you about how that all turned out right after we pause for this.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at Kaleida High School in the first matchup tonight in the first semifinal, it was Coldwater victorious. No surprise there, but they did have a little bit of a tussle as Ottawa Glandorf lost to Coldwater 25-19, 25-21, and 25-21. OG just hung right in there with Coldwater throughout the entire match, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. Every time they get it tied, Coldwater would come back, get a point or two, and take a lead again. Again, Coldwater wins three sets to none. They are now 24-1 on the year. Their only loss was to the New Bremen Lady Cardinals when they lost by a 3-2 margin. So congratulations to Coldwater, 24-1. They'll be in the championship game on Wednesday night of this district tournament against either Fort Recovery or St. Henry. Fort Recovery, St. Henry played, of course, in the regular season in their conference matchup, and St. Henry won that 3-0, winning 25-16, 25-12. And then the Lady Indians gave them a good run for the money in that third set, but lost to St. Henry 28-26 in overtime in the third set. So St. Henry won that 3-0. St. Henry is now 20-3 on the year. Fort Recovery is 17-6 on the campaign. Hope you're going to enjoy the broadcast tonight. I'm sure you will. Just kind of looking at how these two teams got here. Fort Recovery just played one match to get here. That was against Allen East. That was last Wednesday. Fort Recovery winning 3-0 against Allen East. And St. Henry also only had to play one match to get here, as they took on Van Buren, and they won 3-0 over Van Buren. So that's how the two teams got here in the second district semifinal tonight, Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Expecting a good match. And on a neutral floor here tonight, Fort Recovery hopefully will be fired up for this one. They have a chance. If they play really well, they have a chance to win this tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust your family at Brockman Beckman Funeral Home to guide you through the process of honoring their life. At Brockman Beckman Funeral Home, we pride ourselves on celebrating lives and serving families in Fort Recovery and the surrounding areas with dignity, respect, and compassion. Our staff is experienced in a variety of funeral services and can help you celebrate your loved one no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Your family is part of our family. Learn more by visiting us online at BrockmanBeckmanFH.com.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford's BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boar's Welding.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here once again at Kaleida High School, the home of the Wildcats. It's once again the district semifinals tonight in volleyball. Again, Coldwater won the first set over Ottawa Glandorf, 3-0. Now it's up to Fort Recovery and St. Henry to decide who's going to play against Coldwater on Wednesday night. That matchup on Wednesday, by the way, will be at 6 o'clock. If Fort Recovery wins, you can plan on that start time. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of her staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, the former Dr. Banda office acquired by Dr. Kim Vormore. The Vormore Family Dentistry Office, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's district matchup. Having the introduction now of the players for tonight's contest. Here's the starting lineup for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson, Sage Luthold, Kayla Heitkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Your starting lineup along with Carly Niekamp and Callie Wendell. Now they're going to introduce the Lady Redskins here. Very nice facility here at Kaleida. Just a little bit long to get here. That's the only problem. Would have been nice to have played St. Henry at Coldwater, where we would have had a much shorter drive to get here, but that's not the way the tournament was set up. Once again, the Fort Recovery football team, they're now finished for the season. Most of the football players are here tonight rooting on the volleyball players. Of course, they lost a heartbreaker last Friday on senior night, losing to St. Henry 28-27 in overtime as Fort Recovery went for 2 points to try to win the game in overtime, but unfortunately did not convert, and so St. Henry won 28-27. St. Henry does move on to the playoffs. There are actually 8 MAC teams in the football playoffs this year. That's not too far away from the entire conference. But unfortunately, Fort Recovery is not one of those this year. They came close. They could have just won a couple of more games here and there, and they were very close on probably about 6 other games that they just couldn't get over the hump and win. But hopefully back next year in the playoffs in 2024. Like I say, most of the football team is here tonight cheering on the Lady Indians in this volleyball match with St. Henry. Okay, we're about set to go. Always exciting to have tournament action, and that's what we have here this evening. Let's see who's going to be serving first. I think it's going to be St. Henry. It is indeed, and going back to serve will be Morgan Balmer. Once again, Coldwater won the first match tonight, 3-0 over Ottawa Glandorf, making their record 24-1 on the year. First serve's dug out by Mara Pearson, Callie Wendell. Here's the dink over by Paige Guggenbiller. The set by St. Henry, the smash. And there's the kill by Chloe Gels. And it's 1-0. Service point for Morgan Balmer. She'll serve again. And it's too long. Service error. I'm going to keep close track of that tonight. I think that's going to maybe be a difference in this match. Whoever has the most service errors is going to be at a disadvantage, of course. Fort Recovery will have Megan Evers serving for the first time. It's tied at 1-1. Good serve by Megan. To the net it goes. Here's the set. The dink over, a block by Carly Niekamp. The set for St. Henry, the smash again. And it is out. Cross-court hit by Chloe Gels was out that time. Point for recovery. It's now 2-1. Here's the serve by Evers. Let serve. St. Henry does a nice job in saving that. The hit over and the kill for Ellie Fullenkamp of St. Henry. So it's side out St. Henry. It's tied again at 2-2. Back to serve now is the libero, Raya Busher, for St. Henry. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to the net. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Kennedy Mullenkamp. The hit played by St. Henry. Smashed by Gels, and she got that one in this time. just in the back line, and Chloe Gels gets another kill, and that makes it now 3-2. St. Henry takes a 1-point lead. Raya Buescher once again, she's a junior. Good serve dug out by Paige Guggenbiller. The set by Kayla Heitkamp. The smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Kennedy gets a kill. And Fort Recovery has tied it up at 3-3. Kennedy Mollenkamp once again serving. First serve is a good one. Dug out by Buescher. Here's the set and the smash. Fort Recovery dug it out, but it went out of bounds. Give the kill to Carly Buescher. Carly Buescher, a sophomore, comes through with the kill. Lydia Whirling serving now for St. Henry. Good serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell, but she couldn't get it up in the air. And that is an ace serve for Lydia Whirling. It's now 5-3. St. Henry leads by 2, 5-3. Here's the next serve by St. Henry. Good serve. Free ball back over to the Lady Redskins. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Molly Wendell comes through with a kill. That makes it now 6-3. Another service point for Lydia Whirling. She'll serve again. St. Henry leads by 3. Come on, Lady Indians. We need to get them stopped here. Here's the serve. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell will set. Paige Guggenbiller a smash, and she gets the kill just in on the far sideline on the cross-court hit. Paige Guggenbiller with her first kill tonight. And Paige will go back to serve now. It's 6-4. Lady Indians stop that service of St. Henry. A couple of points here to tie them up again. Here's Paige's serve. It's good. Dug out by Gels. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. It's out. Hitting air by Molly Wendell. Point for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp is serving. I think I said Paige Guggenbiller a moment ago. Tegan Fortkamp is serving. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set. Here's the hit by Mara Pearson. The set back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Pearson sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Deep hit. Here's a smash by St. Henry. Fort Recovery plays it. The hit back over by Paige Guggenbiller. The dig out. Hit back to Fort Recovery and the kill. That went off Fort Recovery's fist. And Morgan Bomber comes up with the kill for St. Henry. Side out to the Lady Redskins. Serving now is Chloe Gels. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Paige Guggenbiller. Paige will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it over. Here's the dig. And dinking it over and getting a kill was St. Henry's Molly Wendell. 8-5 now. St. Henry leads by 3. Again, Lady Indians need a stop here. Gels serving again, and it's an ace serve for Chloe Gels. 9-5 now, St. Henry by 4. Come on, Indians. Get them stopped here. Chloe Gels set to serve. And it's out of bounds. Ooh, that was close. Service error. That's their second service error tonight. Wow, that was so close. Callie Wendell now serving for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve. Dug out by Raya Buescher. Here's the set over to Morgan Bomber. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on a cross-court hit played by St. Henry. And they're going to call a double hit. No, they're going to call 4 hits on St. Henry. Did not get the ball over the net in 3 hits. So point for Callie Wendell. She will serve again. It's now 9-7. Good serve dug out by Raya Busher. To the net it goes. Here's a smash and a block by Sage Luthold. Point Fort recovery. That makes it 9-8. Fort recovery back to within one. Callie Wendell, two straight points here. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Raya Busher. Here's the set. The hit back to Fort recovery. Played by Callie Wendell, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Tumara Pearson. Gales up to the net. Here's the hit over by St. Henry. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Smash by Paige Guggenbiller. St. Henry plays it. Here's the hit back over. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell. Keegan Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry and the kill. Carly Busher gets the kill. The assist went to Lydia Whirling. It's now 10-8. St. Henry leads by two, and back to serve for the Lady Redskins is Olivia Gast. 10-8 score. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's a hit by Mara. St. Henry able to play it. Smash by St. Henry. Callie Wendell bumps it back over. Here's a smash by St. Henry again, and it's in. Ellie Fullenkamp gets the kill. Service point for Olivia Gast. She'll go back and serve again. It's now 11-8. Olivia Gast is a sophomore for this St. Henry team. Too long, another service error. That is three service errors now on St. Henry. Thank you very much. Fort Recovery has not had one yet. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve now. First time for Kayla on the service line. 11-9, Lady Indians only down by two here in the first set against St. Henry. Good serve. Raya Busher to the net. And they're going to say St. Henry was... they're going to call an illegal hit, I think, on St. Henry. So service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Now it's a one-point set here, 11-10. St. Henry by one. Heitkamp's serve is good. Here's the set and the smash played by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan, and she can't get it over the net. She was back pretty deep on that and couldn't get it over the net. Side out for St. Henry. 12-10 now, two-point lead again for St. Henry. Coming in to serve is Lauren Tiemann. She's a junior on this St. Henry squad. Let serve, played by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she got the smash and the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her second kill tonight. Mara Pearson back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. I think that might be Mara's first serve of the night. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set. The smash and a block by Sage Luthold. That's her second block in this set. And we have ourselves a tie, 12-12 now. 12-12, St. Henry and Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson serving again. Good serve. Morgan Bomber digs it out. Here's the smash by Bomber, played by Tegan Fortkamp, Kayla Heitkamp. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hits it over. And St. Henry hit it over on the second hit, but Fort Recovery played it. Here's the set for them by Lydia Whirling and the kill for St. Henry by Morgan Bomber. Lydia Whirling with the assist. Now Morgan Bomber back to serve on side out St. Henry. Good serve, Callie Wendell to Mara Pearson. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over. St. Henry on the set, look out. A smash and a kill by the middle hitter, Ellie Fullenkamp. And it's now 14-12. Lady Indians trail by two. Second service point of the night for Morgan Bomber. She'll serve it again. Good serve, and it was... an ace serve right in front of Callie Wendell. She tried to dive for it, couldn't get to it, and it's an ace serve. First one for Morgan tonight. Callie Wendell again, Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp smashes it over. And here is a hit back over by St. Henry by Lydia Whirling. And that makes it 16-12 now, St. Henry's biggest lead in a while. And Coach Travis Guggenbiller calls time. We'll be back in a moment.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
Nice crowd on hand tonight from St. Henry and Fort Recovery on a work night, a Monday night. St. Henry leading 16-12, continuing their serve. Morgan Balmer back to serve. Here it comes. Service error number four for St. Henry tonight. And we have zero. Let's keep it that way. Megan Evers goes back to serve. It's now 16-13, 3-point lead for St. Henry. Fort Recovery's Evers at the line. Here's the serve, good serve. And they're going to have trouble, but they do get it back to Fort Recovery. Gels back over here to Evers, to Heitkamp, and she sets for Tegan Fortkamp, who smashes. And a block by Tegan Fortkamp. Point Fort Recovery. Give Megan Evers another service point. It's now 16-14. St. Henry by two. Good serve dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set, the smash, a block by Carly Niekamp. St. Henry plays it. Gels on a smash. A block by Carly Niekamp. And Fort Recovery picks up another point. A block by Carly Niekamp. And St. Henry calls time this time. It's St. Henry 16, Fort Recovery 15. We'll be back.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Kaleida High School, that's where we're located. Only about a 90-minute trip from Portland. And Fort Recovery, probably about the same. That's okay. Don't mind driving when we're having a good time. Fort Recovery serving, trailing by one. Megan Evers will serve again. It's a good serve, dug out by St. Henry. Here's the set. Gels on the hit back over. Pearson plays it to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Tegan, a smash. And she got the kill, hit it through the St. Henry block. That ties it up, 16-16. 4 points in a row here for the Lady Indians. Here's Evers serving. Oh, I spoke too soon a moment ago. There's a service error, and that's our first service error of the night compared to four for St. Henry. Raya Busher back to serve now for St. Henry at 17-16. Lady Indians lead by Lady Redskins, lead by one. St. Henry in the lead. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, a smash, dug out by the back line. Here's Gales on a hit, played by Callie Wendell. Mara Pearson for Tegan Fortkamp, and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. Callie Wendell the assist. Back to serve now is Kennedy Mullenkamp. We have ourselves a tie score again. Boy, it'd be big to win this first set. Good serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp to the net. And a battle at the net. Fort Recovery able to play it. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And I think she got the kill. Oh, St. Henry saved it. What a save. Now they hit it out of bounds. Raya Busher hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery has taken the lead. 18 to 17 now. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp serving again. Raya Busher digs it out. To the net it goes. Here's the set and the hit by Gels. Callie Wendell plays it. Kennedy Mullenkamp. And we're going to... Couldn't get it over in three hits. So, side out to St. Henry. Still a tie score, 18-18 here. Now serving for the Lady Redskins will be Lydia Werling. Lydia bounces the ball. Here comes a serve. Callie Wendell passing to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who was set for Tegan Fortkamp. Dug out. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And it's a kill for Carly Busher, her third of the evening. And St. Henry takes a one-point lead, 19-18. Lydia Werling back to serve again. She's one of the seniors on this St. Henry team, and there aren't many. There's only two. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Oh, but Callie couldn't get it where she wanted to. It's a point for St. Henry. 20-18. That's four service points now for Lydia Werling. One of them's an ace. Werling serves again, dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And St. Henry able to get it back over on the free ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. And Paige gets a kill. Give Kennedy Mullenkamp the assist. And Paige Guggenbiller the kill. Makes it 20-19. Fort Recovery trails by one. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. The winner will play Coldwater on Wednesday at 6 for the championship of the district. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. And Kennedy Mullenkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry. Gels on the smash and got the kill. Oh. Yep. Fort Recovery almost saved that, but not quite. Gels with the kill. And she'll go back to serve now. Side out for St. Henry, 21-19. Two-point lead for the Lady Redskins. Good serve off of Mara Pearson. And it's an ace serve for Gels. 22-19 the score. St. Henry by three. Fort Recovery calls time. We'll be back.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Eric Catterly is our, again, producer tonight for the radio station, and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to Eric and Neil for doing the great job they do. You are listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM as well, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. St. Henry continues to serve. Chloe Gels at the service line, 22-19 lead. This is a big point here. Fort Recovery really needs to win this one. Serve is good. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller. A block by St. Henry. I think that was Gels with the block. No, that was not. That was Carly Busher with the block. And unfortunately, that makes it 23-19 now. That was a big point. Gels will serve again. And ace serve off of Callie Wendell. And that's about all she wrote. Not over till it's over, but it's 24-19 now. St. Henry leading by five here in this first set. Good serve dug out by Callie to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Sets for Mara Pearson. A block, but it's out of bounds. Mara Pearson gets the kill. Mara Pearson on the hit, and St. Henry blocked it, but it veered out of bounds off the block, and that's our points. Good serve by Callie Wendell now. Here's the set for St. Henry. The hit played by Fort Recovery. Oh, miscommunication. Fort Recovery let the ball fall on the floor. And 25-20, the St. Henry Lady Redskins win the first set tonight. Well, we played well. Just kind of faded away there in the last few points. 25-20, St. Henry win set one. We'll be back with set two in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we're set to go here with set number two. Again, St. Henry wins the first set. If you just tuned in, 25-20. Coldwater beat Ottawa Glandorf. They had some problems. But they won 25-19, 25-21, and 25-21. Fort Recovery had the lead a couple of times in that first set, but just could never get any distance away from St. Henry. And St. Henry would always come back to take the lead back. Here's Mara Pearson serving for Fort Recovery. She had one service point in the first set and one kill. And it's a service error to start the second set. That's our second service error compared to four for St. Henry tonight. St. Henry will serve. Back to serve is Morgan Balmer. Balmer's serve is a good one, dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. St. Henry playing it. They free ball it back. Mara Pearson passing to the net to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Little dink. And St. Henry tried to hit it back over and mishit there for the Lady Redskins. That was Ellie Fullenkamp who mishit that. Side out, Fort Recovery. It's now 1-1, and back to serve is Megan Evers. Megan's serve is a good one. Here's the set. Gals on the smash, and she got the kill. Hit it through the Fort Recovery block. Fourth kill of the night for Chloe Gels, who's one of the seniors, one of the two seniors on St. Henry's team. Here's Raya Busher serving. Callie Wendell free balls it back over. That was almost an ace serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Back to St. Henry, dug out by Gels. Back to Gels on the smash, and she got the kill. Chloe Gels with her fifth kill of the evening. Side out, St. Henry. And Raya Busher will go back to serve now for the Lady Redskins. Rob Weaver here from Kaleida High School in Ohio. Kaleida, Ohio, which is north of Ann Wirtz. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dug out by St. Henry. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it over. Dug out by St. Henry. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's the set by Lydia Whirling. A smash. And Fort Recovery comes up with the block. I think that was Kennedy Mollenkamp who had the block. That makes it 3-2. St. Henry leads by one. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the set. Gals on the hit, played by Mara Pearson. Callie Wendell passes. Hope they're going to call a double hit on Callie. Well, if you've heard me broadcast before, you know I don't really appreciate those calls. I just don't see where that makes a difference in the game to call a double hit when a lot of times it's suspect anyway. So St. Henry serving. Back over to St. Henry. Here's the set and the block by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Raya Busher sets for Gels. Callie went to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy tried to set for Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan couldn't get it over the net. Lydia Whirling picks up the point. She'll serve again. It's 5-2. St. Henry leading by three. And that was almost an ace, but saved by Callie Wendell. Freeballing it over was Paige Guggenbiller. Here's a smash by the middle hitter. Kill for Carly Busher. Her fourth kill of the night. It's now 6-2. Lydia Whirling serves again. St. Henry by four. Dug out by Callie. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp. Oh, nice save there by Raya Busher. Here's Gels on a smash played by Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan, and she gets the kill. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the assist. Tegan Fortkamp the kill. Kill number four tonight, plus one block for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan will go back to serve now. 6-3 score. Fort Recovery trails by three. Good serve dug out by Gels and out of bounds. Ace serve. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. 6-4. Lady Indians back to within two. Making a charge here. Come on. Let's get this thing even up, gals. Good serve up. It was over the net well, but it was out of bounds. Service error. That is the third service error for us now tonight. Two here in this set. Chloe Gels back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Callie Wendell to Mara Pearson, who free balls it over. St. Henry plays it. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill was Carly Busher. Number five for her tonight. She's only a sophomore. Service point for Chloe Gels. 8-4 now score. I don't like to see this wide gap starting here. Come on, Lady Indians. Get this serve stopped. Here's Gels serving. Dug out by Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Smash by Mara Pearson. Played by Gels. Dug out on the back line. Here's a smash. Oh, nice save there. Nice dig by Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson hits it back over to St. Henry. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Morgan Bomber gets the kill. The assist goes to Lydia Whirling. Another service point for Chloe Gales. Timeout Fort Recovery. Lady Indians now are behind by 5, 9-4. We'll be back in a moment.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
About ready to serve once again. St. Henry's Chloe Gales at the service line. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Hits it over. Here's Raya Busher setting for Molly Wendell. Hits it over. Now Mara Pearson back over to St. Henry. They're going to call a double hit on Mara Pearson. Ouch. Chloe Gales picks up another service point, 10-4 now. And Callie Wendell saves it. Nice dig there. Mara Pearson hits it over. Raya Busher to the net. Here's the set and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell free balls it over to St. Henry. Here's the set, the smash. Played by Kennedy Mollenkamp, but out of bounds. Give the kill there to Carly Busher. Number 6 for her. Not bad for the sophomore. She's having a nice match. And another service point for Chloe Gales. Gales serves again. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Smashed by Paige Guggenbiller. And dug out by St. Henry by Gales. And it goes to nobody. Point. Fort Recovery, that ends her own service. And so Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's 11-5. Well, thankfully, we got off that 4. Here we go with the next serve. Dug out by Raya Busher. Here's the set and the smash. Nice kill there by Morgan Bomber. Give the assist to Lydia Whirling. She's had several tonight. Back to serve now is Olivia Gast. 12-5 score. St. Henry in the lead. Unfortunately, Kennedy Mollenkamp to Sage Luthold, and Sage cross-court hit, hits it out of bounds. 13-5 now. Olivia Gast will serve again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Paige Guggenbiller on a cross-court hit. St. Henry plays it. And hitting it back over to Fort Recovery, but Fort Recovery plays it. Oh! Mara Pearson couldn't get it over the net. Hitting error on Mara. And St. Henry picks up another point. It's now 14-5, and this set is not looking good. Here's the serve. Too long. Tegan Fortkamp almost played that, but she thought better about it, and she made the right decision because it was too long. Service error for St. Henry, number 5 for them tonight, but they haven't had one in a while. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Raya Busher to the net. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Ellie Follenkamp, kill number 4. Back to serve now. Side out for St. Henry is Lauren Tiemann. First time she's been, I think, at the line tonight. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set. Four, Sage Luthold, cross-court hit. They say it was out of bounds. Point St. Henry. Lauren Tiemann will serve again. It's 16-6 now. We're really in deep trouble here in set number two. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara. Mara dinks it over and got the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assist, and Mara Pearson gets the kill. 16-7 now. Side out Lady Indians, and Mara Pearson goes back to serve. Good serve dug out by Chloe Gels, right in the middle of the back line. Hitting it back over was Morgan Baumer. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets the kill. Callie Wendell the assist, Tegan Fortkamp the kill. Service point for Mara Pearson. She goes back to serve again. It's now 16-8. Well, we could get about three more points here. We'd be sneaking right back in this set. That's a good serve. And St. Henry tried to catch us asleep, but Fort Recovery played it. Here's a smash by St. Henry and a kill for Morgan Baumer. Five kills for her tonight. Side out, Lady Redskins. Back to serve now is Morgan Baumer. Very young St. Henry team, only two seniors. Good serve, Fort Recovery back over. Here's the set and the smash and the kill by Ellie Follenkamp. To 18-8, St. Henry had a share of the conference title this year. You might be looking at the conference champs for next year, as young as they are. Another serve here by Morgan Baumer. And it is an ace serve. Timeout, Fort Recovery. It's now 19-8. Lady Indians trailing here in the second set. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust your family at Brockman Beckman Funeral Home to guide you through the process of honoring their life. At Brockman Beckman Funeral Home, we pride ourselves on celebrating lives and serving families in Fort Recovery and the surrounding areas with dignity, respect, and compassion. Our staff is experienced in a variety of funeral services and can help you celebrate your loved one no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Your family is part of our family. Learn more by visiting us online at BrockmanBeckmanFH.com.
A reminder, the Fort Recovery 8th graders are in Washington, and we are airing reports from them each day on WPGW. Here's a good serve by St. Henry, and Tegan Fortkamp cannot hit it over. Another service point for Morgan Baumer. I'm thinking the report times, and don't hold me to this, but I believe there's an ace served by Baumer as Callie Wendell couldn't play it. I believe the report times are 8:15, 1 o'clock, and 6. And that varies because sometimes the kids can't get their calls when they need to because of their trip going on and their buses. And there's a service error for Morgan Baumer. That helps. So that time does vary from time to time, but the 8th grade reports 8:15, 1 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. Good serve there by Fort Recovery's. Oh, and it's hit is out of bounds by St. Henry. Fort Recovery's Megan Evers serving. That's her fifth point of the night. It's now 21-10. Megan will serve again. Good serve dug out by Balmer. There's a smash and a kill by St. Henry's Ellie Fullen Kemp. Six kills for her now. Raya Busher will go back to serve. Side out, Lady Redskins. 22-10 is the score. 12-point lead for St. Henry. Raya's serve is a good one. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. St. Henry plays it. Back over. Gels just kind of free balls it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it through the St. Henry block, but St. Henry's able to play it. And then Lydia Whirling comes up with a kill on the play. Service point for Raya Busher. Her second of the night. 23-10 now. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp, they're going to call Kayla on a double hit. Service point for Raya Busher. 24-10. Here's set point now. This has been a very disappointing set here. Callie Wendell digs it out. Kayla Heitkamp for Carly Niekamp. And Carly slams it down for the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve now. 24-11. Kennedy's serve is dug out by Morgan Balmer. Here's a smash by Gels from the outside hitting spot, and she gets the kill. And that's it, 25-11. St. Henry has won 25-20, 25-11. That 11 is very disappointing. Well, let's hope we can rebound. We'll be back to find out right after we pause for this here on PG-14, J Country 101. And FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plans.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposely designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, crash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Moore's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding. Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery since 1998 is a proud sponsor of the Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. We are one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating components. At JR Manufacturing, we are people first. We genuinely care about each of our team members. We take pride in our culture, which is built on teamwork and the value of our work. If you're looking for a great place to work, visit jrmanufacturing.net. And best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Here we go with the third set served by Morgan Balmer, and there's a block by St. Henry to go ahead 1-0. And now service again by Balmer. St. Henry in trouble. They get it back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Kendi Mullenkamp. Here's the set and the hit. A block by Fort Recovery. Raya Busher to Gals. Gals on a cross-court hit. Nice dig by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on a deep hit. Now St. Henry back to Gals. Back to St. Henry again. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the set to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the dink over by Sage Luthold. St. Henry's able to free ball it back. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp on the set. Here's the dink over by Tegan Fortkamp. St. Henry plays it. And Chloe Gals comes up with a kill. That was pretty much a luck shot, but hey, you know, sometimes it happens. She just hit it where nobody was. And I don't think she intentionally did that. It just turned out to be that way. There's an ace serve by Morgan Balmer. It's now 3-0. Not a good start here. Already trailing 2-0. Balmer serving, dug out by Mara Pearson. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp. A deep hit out of bounds. It's 4-0. Timeout. Travis Guggenbiller and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians will be back.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here we go with St. Henry's serve. They lead 4-0. Bombers a serve off of the dig by Mara Pearson. Morgan Balmer now has 5 ace serves tonight. Wow. Balmer serves again. It's 5-0. Another ace serve in front of Callie Wendell. It's 6-0. And 6 ace serves for Morgan Balmer, who again is only a sophomore. Where does St. Henry get all these players, I tell you? Another good serve. Tegan Fortkamp, Kayla Heitkamp, smashed by Tegan, blocked by St. Henry. Tegan hits it again, a block by St. Henry. Fort Recovery able to play it. Tegan hits it back over to Balmer. Here's the hit back over, and I think that's a kill. Yep. Ellie Fullenkamp just barely got that in for her 7th kill. And it's now 7-0. 7 straight points served here by Morgan Balmer. And there's a service error by Balmer. She helps us out. Thank goodness. Get her off that service line. Here's Fort Recovery side out. Back to serve for the Lady Indians will be Megan Evers. 7-1. Now we need to get a little run of 3 or 4 points here. Evers' serve is good. Dug out by Raya Busher. St. Henry's in trouble, and they can't get it over. That was going sour from the get-go, and Chloe Gels tried to get it over there on the third hit, but couldn't do so. Point for Evers. Megan Evers serving again. Good serve again, dug out by Raya Busher. Here is Lydia Whirling, and Fort Recovery able to come up with the block. 7-3 now. Megan Evers has served two straight points. Let's make it three. Good serve dug out by Raya Buescher. There's whirling. And a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller with a block. And all of a sudden, instead of 7-0, it's 7-4. Timeout. St. Henry, Fort Recovery trails by three. We'll be back.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Another serve by Megan Evers over to St. Henry. Here's Chloe Gels on a smash, and she hits it through the Fort Recovery block for the kill. And that ends the run of Megan Evers. Chloe Gels tonight has 5, 6, 7, 8 kills on the night. She also has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 service points. Kennedy Mollenkamp smash, got the kill, hit it right off of Raya Buescher. Side out for recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her third kill of the night, and she'll go back to serve. And it's 8-5. So, considering we started trailing 7-0, not setting too bad here right now. Long way to go in this set. Here's Gales on the hit, dug out by Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Forkamp, and Tegan gets a kill. Hits it through the St. Henry block. Kill number 6 for Tegan Forkamp tonight. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. 8-6 score. We're only down by 2. Let serve by Kennedy. St. Henry's able to play it, and they get the kill. Just free-balling it over was Lydia Whirling on the second hit there and hit it way back towards the back line and came up with the kill. 9-6. St. Henry leads by 3. Side out Lady Redskins, and now back to serve is Lydia Whirling. She's done well from the service line tonight. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan. Tegan, a very deep hit there. She couldn't get it over the net. Point for Lydia Whirling. She has 7 service points now. Good serve there. Here's the set by Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp, cross-court hit, hits it out of bounds. Another service point for St. Henry. Again, Lydia Whirling serving. She will have another one. Good serve, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Carly Niekamp free balls it over to St. Henry. Here's a set by Whirling, the smash, and the kill by Molly Wendell. Molly Wendell coming up with her third kill of the night. 12-6, another service point for Lydia Whirling. Number 9 for her on the evening. 12-6, Lady Redskins leading. Good serve dug out by Heitkamp. Here it is to Paige Guggenbiller, hits it over. The set and the block by Carly Niekamp. Point Fort Recovery, and Tegan Forkamp goes back to serve. Lady Indians trail by 5, 12-7. Not out of this set by any means. We trail 2-0 here. St. Henry winning the first 2 sets of the night. And there's a kill for Carly Buescher, hitting it right through the Fort Recovery block. That's 7 kills for Carly Buescher now. And Chloe Gels goes back to serve. 13-7 now. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Carly Niekamp. Pearson hits it over and gets the kill. That went off of Gels and went up into the stands. Side out Lady Indians. Coming in to serve will be Callie Wendell. Callie's one of our 7 seniors on this squad this year. Good serve. Here's the hit over by Bomber off of Kennedy Mollenkamp, and nobody can play it. Give Bomber a kill. That is number 6 for her. She's been one of their super servers tonight. She has, 14 service points. Good serve again. Smashed by Paige Guggenbiller, and a kill off of Chloe Gels. Give Paige the kill. Her second of the night. 14-9, side out Lady Indians. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. Another one of our underclassmen, one of the few. And it's a good serve. They should have let it go. That would have gone out of bounds. And here is a kill by Molly Wendell. Kill number 4, side out Lady Redskins. 15-9 now. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. I know you're not enjoying the outcome if you're a Fort Recovery fan. We're not in the greatest of shape right now. Trailing 2-0 and trailing here in the third set, 15-9. Callie Wendell on the dig. Kayla Heitkamp to Tegan. Tegan free balls it over. Here's the hit back over by Whirling, and I think she hit it out of bounds. Yes. Lydia Whirling hit that out of bounds. She likes to hit it over on the second hit, trying to surprise the opponents, and that's what she did there, except she hit it out of bounds. Mara Pearson now for Fort Recovery. Let's serve, played by Raya Buescher. Here's Whirling. There's a smash by Bomber. Mara Pearson, and freeballing it over is Tegan Fortkamp, and they say that it hit the antenna, I guess. So side out, St. Henry. Just can't get anything going here. Had a nice first set. Took St. Henry down to the wire, losing 25-20. But the second set and this set have not been so good. Good serve there by St. Henry. Dinking it over with Sage Luthold. Here's a hit by Bomber. Dug out by Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Blocked by St. Henry. Blocked by Lydia Whirling. 17-10 now. Bomber back to serve. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians down by 7. We'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Bomber serving for St. Henry. Callie Wendell digs it out over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Kennedy hits it out of bounds. Hitting air. Another point for St. Henry. Another point for Balmer. 15 service points for her tonight. Callie Wendell digs it out to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Tegan and hits it through the St. Henry block and gets the kill. Tegan Fortkamp, kill number 7. Leading hitter for the Lady Indians has been all year. Back to serve now is Megan Evers. Talking about Tegan Fortkamp, of course. Good serve, or is it? Service error. Out of bounds on the side. Service error number 4 tonight, but St. Henry's had 7, so we have won that battle so far tonight. Raya Busher serving now for the Lady Redskins on the side out. Good serve, dug out by, not quite. Dug out by Kinsey Garkey, who's in the match now, and she couldn't get it up in the air. So a dig error there, and here's Raya Busher serving again. Good serve, back to St. Henry. Here's Whirling setting for Gels, and it's out of bounds. Hitting error for Gels. Side out, Lady Indians. 20-12 score, St. Henry by 8. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve again. Dug out by Balmer to Whirling. Here's Gels on a smash. Got the kill. Chloe Gels with kill number 9. Whirling will serve again. She has 9 service points. Correction, 10 service points. ...21-12 now the score. Lady Indians down by 9. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Cross court hit, and she got the kill. Kill number 8 for Tegan. Come on, Tegan, I'd like to see you get 10 kills tonight. That's number 8 now. 10 kills to match her number 10. Tegan will go back to serve now. Good serve. Raya Busher digs it out. Whirling will set for Motley Wendell. Fort Recovery plays it. Mara Pearson back to St. Henry. Smash by Gels. Played by Fort Recovery. Hit back over. Here's the set and the hit back over by St. Henry. And now a smash back over to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Free balls it back to St. Henry. Here's a smash and a kill for St. Henry for Molly Wendell. Kill number 5, and it's now 22-13. It's going to be Chloe Gels going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Let's hope this isn't their last serve. Paige Guggenbiller, Carly Niekamp coming back in. Again, I had mentioned that Kenzie Garkey in there now for the Lady Indians as well. Here's Chloe Gell's serve, dug out by Kenzie to Kennedy Mullenkamp. There's Paige Guggenbiller, and Paige gets a kill, and that stops the St. Henry serve. Third kill of the night for Paige. Callie Wendell goes back to serve. It's 22-14. Callie's had just 2 service points tonight. Kind of low for her, actually. Here's the set and the smash and the block for Paige Guggenbiller. Her second block of the evening. Carly Niekamp will serve again, or Callie Niekamp, I'm sorry. Callie, one of our seniors. Good serve. Here's the set. Smash and a block by Sage Luthold. St. Henry will play it again. And here is Bombers hitting it through the Fort Recovery block. Morgan Bomber with the kill. It's now 23-15. And coming in to serve is Olivia Gast. She's only a sophomore, another youngster. What a young St. Henry team. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. They kind of ping-ponged around St. Henry before they could not return it. Now Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. She's back in the match now. 23-16. Good serve dug out by Raya Busher. Whirling will set for Molly Wendell, and Wendell gets the kill. And here we are, set points. 24-16, coming in to serve the match point, actually. Lauren Tiemann serving the match point here. It's going to be Coldwater and St. Henry Wednesday night. What a great match that will be. A let serve for an ace. Lauren Tiemann gets an ace, and that's the end of the match. 25-16, Fort Recovery losing 25-20. 25-11, 25-16. Again, it will be Coldwater and St. Henry for the district title Wednesday night at 6 here at Kalida High School. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust your family at Brockman Beckman Funeral Home to guide you through the process of honoring their life. At Brockman Beckman Funeral Home, we pride ourselves on celebrating lives and serving families in Fort Recovery and the surrounding areas with dignity, respect, and compassion. Our staff is experienced in a variety of funeral services and can help you celebrate your loved one no matter your religion, culture, or budget. Your family is part of our family. Learn more by visiting us online at BrockmanBeckmanFH.com.
Back here at Kalida High School, home of the Wildcats in Kalida, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver along with Neil Spencer. Again, our studio producer back at the radio station is Mr. Eric Catterly. Here are the unofficial stats. First of all, the scores of that first match tonight. Coldwater taking care of Ottawa Glandorf, but they had some problems, but they were able to win all three sets, 25-19. 25-21 and 25-21, and move their record to 24-1 on the year for Coldwater. Their lone loss was to New Bremen. They beat St. Henry during the regular season. Here in this match, Fort Recovery and St. Henry. St. Henry wins 25-20, 25-11, and 25-16. For St. Henry, Raya Busher had four service points. Chloe Gels had nine kills, nine service points, including three aces. Morgan Bomber had 15 service points, six aces, and seven kills. Molly Wendell had six kills. Ellie Follenkamp had seven kills and one block. It was Lydia Whirling with 10 service points and one ace, had one block and three kills. Lauren Tiemann had two service points, including an ace. Carly Busher had seven kills and one block. And it was Olivia Gast with three service points. For Fort Recovery, we had Mara Pearson with four kills tonight and two service points. Sage Luthold had two blocks. Callie Wendell had three service points. Kayla Heitkamp had one service point. It was Tegan Fortkamp falling just short of double figures tonight. Came up with eight kills this evening. She also had two service points, including an ace and one block. Kennedy Mollenkamp ended up with three kills, had two service points and one block. Paige Guggenbiller had three kills and two blocks. Megan Evers ended up with a total of eight service points tonight, did a very nice job serving. And Carly Niekamp had two blocks and one kill. Those were the stats for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery ends their year at 17-7, and that does end the fall sports season for Fort Recovery, except for the cross-country teams. We do have some cross-country runners in the regional this week, so hopefully they will do well, especially Trevor Heitkamp. I know Trevor has his sight set on going to state, that's for sure. And maybe Natalie Brunswick, too. She could possibly go to state. St. Henry improves their record to 21-3, so it's going to be St. Henry 21-3 against 24-1 Coldwater on Wednesday at 6. Again, thanks to our producers, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for WPGW Radio. I'm Rob Weaver. Thanks to the folks here at Kaleida for their hospitality. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Kaleida, where Fort Recovery falls to St. Henry 3-0 in the district semifinal tonight.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.